From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. The Chinese human rights lawyer at the center of a diplomatic crisis is heading to the United States. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports Chen Guangcheng and his family have left Beijing on a flight to Newark.
Chinese passport in hand, Chen is heading to the U.S. and a chance to study law at New York University. His departure concludes a remarkable few weeks in the life of a Chinese dissident and diplomatic relations between the world's two most powerful countries. It all began last month when Chen escaped from his home in East China's Shandong province and eluded local government thugs who'd been holding him under house arrest. He made his way to safety in the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. After 6 days of negotiations between China and America, Chen left for a Beijing hospital. The agreement to allow him to travel to the U.S. for study was seen as a face-saving decision that spared the Communist Party further embarrassment. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
President Obama is at Camp David, the presidential retreat in the Maryland Mountains, where he welcomed seven other major world leaders.
This is, by the way, the largest gathering ever of international leaders at Camp David, and I'm glad that we could arrange for good weather.
The members of the so-called G8 are to discuss the financial crisis in Europe. The president said all agree the problem should be addressed with a combination of austerity and growth measures. This is a big weekend for international diplomacy. A NATO summit opens in Chicago tomorrow. President Obama's re-election campaign is launching a new website to help voters navigate a slew of state and local voting laws, including new ones requiring photo identification and limiting early voting. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The website is called gottavote.org. Bob Bauer, the campaign's general counsel, says it's a one-stop shop for those looking for answers to important questions such as,
when do I have to register by? What do I need to bring to the polls? Can I vote early? Where is my polling place?
The information is state-specific and available in English and Spanish. It's part of the Democrats' effort to sign up as many new voters as possible and to make sure that new voting restrictions don't discourage those most likely to vote Democratic from going to the polls. Democrats and voting rights groups are fighting the laws in court, but they want to educate voters just in case the new requirements are still in effect in November. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.
A private company was supposed to launch a supply ship to the International Space Station this morning from Cape Canaveral, Florida, but the mission was aborted a half second before liftoff. The onboard computers automatically shut everything down when they detected a problem in one engine. Tuesday is the earliest that SpaceX can try again. This was the first attempted launch by several private companies hoping to take over the job of delivering cargo to the space station. This is NPR News. Chrysler is recalling nearly 87,000 Jeep Wranglers, the 2010 model year, with automatic transmissions. U.S. safety regulators say debris could get caught between a transmission plate and the catalytic converter, causing a fire. Firefighters in the western U.S. are battling several major blazes. One of the largest is in Arizona, north of Phoenix. Officials say it started in a home last Sunday and has charred about 20 square miles. In northern Colorado, officials report a blaze there is now about 50% contained. It's burned 12 square miles. The second jewel in horse racing's Triple Crown is being held today. The Preakness will be held in Baltimore, Maryland. Art Buist of member station WYPR reports this could be a close rematch for the top two Derby finishers.
The 11-horse field reunites six Derby contenders, but the main focus is on Bodemeister, who led most of the Derby but was beaten by I'll Have Another, who pulled ahead with 100 yards to go. Usually the Derby winner is the favorite for the Preakness, but not this time. The morning line has Bodemeister, who was trained by Bob Baffert, with 8-5 odds, followed by I'll Have Another at 5-2. I'll Have Another's trainer, Doug O'Neill, doesn't mind not being the favorite.
Bob Baffert, he's won five of these. I've never run a horse here, so I totally respect that, and I'm just hoping anyone who bets Bodemeister is regretting it Saturday night.
The Preakness is a little shorter than the Derby, which could favor the speed of Bodemeister. For NPR News, I'm Art Buist in Baltimore.
A Japanese woman beat her own record today. Tame Watanabe reached the summit of Mount Everest, becoming the oldest woman to climb that mountain. She became the oldest 10 years ago. This time, she's 73. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.